Another day, another podcast. This is the We Talk You Die podcast. My name is Julius Reed, and unfortunately, Thomas Hutchins, the co-host, he was mauled to death by a dog. It wasn't his girlfriend this time, though. Hey! That doesn't make sense, because you can't die twice. I give it a crack. I'm into the whole necromancy thing. It's not a word. It's not a word. That's not a word. But enjoy the show. Oh, man, check that out, and let's cue some levels.
Yeah, so we're clipping like crazy this morning.
No, we're not.
We were before.
Well, we weren't.
We were.
We weren't.
Just admit it, okay? Tom, we weren't prepared for the show!
Tom, I'm not a liar. I know you are. You're always lying on the show. You know, oh, I got a girlfriend. Oh, well, look, I'm not crashing the car. You're always doing those things, okay?
Okay, fair enough. You got me.
All right, so today's show...
Oh, well, welcome first. Welcome to the Faptacular 1 Hour Special.
All right, how do you spell Faptac?
Faptak.
All right, okay, I was not expecting that. But hey, I tell you, I've got a wonderful show for you. And I tell you what, if you like comedy, you're going to love this show, because this show is about comedy.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot of shit, but hey, you know what? It's prepared shit. You know, we don't just go on a limb, on a tangent, you know.
No, not like
Chrissy Swan's
like
a bitch, you know, Carl Stefanovic, fuck him. No, we don't do that.
It's not like our first show ever. Remember
no,
that
it's not. Oh, that was shocking. We had these two ugly women in here. Anyway,
that's
ignore
offensive.
That. So, today's show, it's a bit of a mix-up. Okay, I don't know what I was going to do. So, we're going to cut to a song, and you're going to enjoy
it. This is the worst intro ever.
Tell you what, coming up next, we're going to be talking about the future, because the future's looking dire, and we need to prepare.
Oh, okay. That sets a great tone for the show.
Sorry, okay, think comedy.
Yeah.
The Julie
future
Gillard's
is bright. The future is bright, Jules.
It's bright, and we got some great comedians coming up. Yeah. I.e. ourselves.
Yes, of course.
Just listen to the show.
Do it.
What is this good? Is this song? Is it gonna get the people in, Tom?
Oh, it better.
Is it a comedy song? Is it a song that screams comedy?
I'd love it to be, but this is Ostra with their track "Lose It."
Tom, I'm pretty sure I said comedy, not some whiny bitch.
No, she has a lovely voice.
We're not about lovely on the show. What was that, Tom? You know what we're about? We're about hard-hitting comedy, laughs per second.
So we can't give them comedy the whole time, because their brains are going to overload.
No, because...
No, they will, because that's why I give them the indie beats in between, so they can relax and enjoy themselves and get ready for the next hard-hitting comedy segment.
Okay, that makes no sense. But what I'm saying is that Adele, sure, she's a bit of a joke herself, a bit of a fat joke. But, you know, I'm just saying, we need... You know what we need? We need Nickelback. Triple M, Triple M do comedy well, okay?
Nobody wants
or maybe a bit of Perfect from Simple Plan.
Nobody wants any Creed. Nobody wants to listen to Creed.
Creed.
Nobody.
Actually, I listen to some Creed. It's
just, I love Jesus. Because they're like a Christian rock band.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Jeez, thanks for ruining the show, Tom. But hey, I tell you what's going to save the
religion.
Show.
Religion is the center of the show.
I'm Christian. Tom is Hindu. And we have these constant fights. It's like, God exists. And he's like, fucking, I'm a vegetarian. What's with that, huh? God hates vegetarians.
Your God. My like, seven-armed elephant God loves it.
Anyway, before we get kicked off air. Now, obviously, peak oil. Something to watch out for. Something that's going to kill our future.
I don't think many people age care about it, Jules.
We're with the schedule, Tom.
We're
okay,
only 18.
Young people,
we're
Tom,
only 18.
Tom, young people fucking love peak oil, okay? That's all they're talking about. They love peak oil.
Oil's
running
peak
out, Tom.
Oil. Why is it peak oil?
Because we've peaked the production.
Oh, okay.
Idiot, Tom.
So it was a type of oil.
No, a peak. What, made of like...
You were saying peak oil. You weren't saying there was a peak in oil.
But that's what peak oil is.
No,
anyway,
it is.
Ignoring your...
Maybe it's a brand of oil.
Maybe it's just your brain. Okay, I think that's the real
issue.
I've
been doing too much acid. Okay, I apologize.
That's your excuse every week. And you've got to stop doing it. You say, listen, I'm sorry for doing it, but you keep doing it. You see, don't you see? When you apologize, you're kind of... You're saying I'm not going to keep
it. This isn't an AA meeting, man. This is just the radio.
Yeah. And it's free. So if you'd like to calm down, maybe you're one of the WoW nerds outside addicted.
Maybe we'll give you acid. And WoW be...
No, acid is not the solution.
It is the solution. And the answer.
It's been your solution for 10 years now. It hasn't been going well. But hey, so peak oil, obviously, huge issue.
Yes.
Young people, it's all they're talking about. You go to the cafes in Melbourne, the indie ones, it's, you hear about this peak oil? Oh, Chrissy Swan. Occasionally, about 10% of the time, it's a Chrissy Swan. Oh, you heard she's put on 50 kilos this week? You know, because it's exponentially rising. You know, before it was about 5 kilos a week. Now it's getting up to the...
What are you even doing?
She's eating too
you
much.
You hate Chrissy Swan. You always bring her into a segment.
I love Chrissy. Okay?
No, you don't.
She's so hot.
She's not.
Inside, even though her arteries are clogged up and whatnot. But, you know what? Some people like that shit, okay? But I'm thinking, we got to prepare for the future, okay? Because we got dire shit happening. Peak oil.
Is it just peak oil? Is there anything else?
Well, there's other ones. I'm thinking, we already know about peak oil, right? Just stop driving cars, okay?
Yeah,
just stop. Especially if you're one of those, you know, middle-aged men, not man. Well, maybe you don't go in groups. You know, you're going at 2 in the morning into some brothel in the regional Victoria. That uses oil, okay? Go local. Ask your neighbor. Hey, listen, I'm rich. Can I have sex with you? And if it doesn't work out, it's going to be awkward for the rest of the time.
But
living in that
house.
Didn't use oil because we're peaking.
We're peaking.
You know
in
what that
oil.
Means? Yeah, Tom knows what it means.
Yes,
clearly.
We're peaking in oil.
So, I think one of the other issues we need water.
Was that your solution for peaking oil? Don't drive to brothels.
I wasn't going to give the solution, people. That was like a bit of context.
Okay,
right. You can make up your own mind. I'm going to give the solution to other ones that may be a bit more essential. Right.
All
right. So water is obviously going to be huge. Our dams—they're at like 3%. Last time I checked. Okay, I made that figure.
No,
up.
We are in bad times at the moment.
Drought.
You know, even though it's been raining the last couple of years, apparently it's gonna be big. It's gonna be a dry summer.
So dry.
Bushfires.
Yeah.
Bushfires. House fires caused by bushfires.
Caused by bushfires. Just water combusting.
People catching on fire in bushfires. they're the real issues.
And death, which of course
is resulting of the bushfires.
Exactly. So water, we gotta secure for the future.
Yes.
I say just drink as much water as you can now. Store it.
Store it in your body. What if you need to pee?
You don't, Tom. That's the
Wouldn't
whole idea.
Your kidneys explode,
Tom. Do you want to survive in the future? Okay.
Okay. I just want to. It's a noble thought. Yours.
Tom, I'm drinking from a 10-liter bottle right now.
That,
okay.
You know, it'd be a better option to buy water or collect it and keep
but
it
Tom,
in a shed.
People are gonna steal it. Okay, it's a dangerous world out there. You know, this morning,
right? You put a lock on it.
Yeah, people are going to go further. They're going to fucking go through your house, steal everything. Just the water, of course.
Well,
you know,
not if
they'll
you
turn
live...
your taps on. They'll take everything.
Go
every single ounce.
Rent no. Go rent a house in the middle of the outback. Nobody goes out
okay,
there.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Then keep all your water there.
But evaporation, Tom.
You gotta, if it's in a bottle, it's not going to evaporate.
But Tom, people are desperate. Okay, that's what I'm saying. People
are
going to
evaporate the water.
No, they're going to go and take your water.
No, they're not.
Your house isn't even on the road.
It's not even on the map. It's just in the middle of the desert.
Tom, people are getting desperate. Okay,
I don't think they're that desperate.
People are hoarding water. Okay, I went to my friend's house. Right, he's been using the same bathtub water for months. Okay, because he's saving water. Okay.
That's gross.
Yeah, there's pubes and shit.
That's really gross.
I think one of the kids drowned in there. He still left him in the tub.
I mean,
he's saving water. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's what matters. Well, are you saving water, Tom?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm getting the washing machine water and drinking it instead of using tap water.
Except you only give it to the rest of the family. You drink the good
water.
No,
I drink the washing machine water as well.
Right, how's that go? How's that go down?
I went to the doctor recently and he says that I have like six types of liver cancer.
Oh, right.
But, you know, other than that, we're saving water. So
you save 5 cents on your water bill.
Yes, good times.
Although, I tell you what
I mean, I do drink the washing machine water, but at the same time, I have 40-minute showers. So, you know, it kind of like worsens for us.
Well, I just drink the powder straight. You know, I don't like the water. I
think it's poisonous.
Powder. Yeah, I noticed that a little too. I've got a day to live.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's
Julius' last day on the show.
Last show. Text in. Oh, fuck you. Monash, you're a cunt. Absolute cunt. Although I will say with the washing machine water, it goes well if you add cordial. You know,
really?
It kind of makes it a bit sweeter.
So you have to make your own cordial and then mix it again with washing powder.
No, you put the cordial liquid into the washing powder. Yeah, I just have
straight cordial and washing powder. Wow,
it's great.
That's
you cook it, mold it into.
We're definitely saving water. You're definitely saving water like that,
especially when I die. No more water consumption on my behalf.
You won't need
helping everyone out.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so another thing, I think peak because we're all about peak.
All about
on
peak.
The show,
okay, we're peak.
Oil.
Everything's
we're
peaking.
Peaking water.
Everything's peaking.
Peaking funny content on this show.
Yes.
We've been 20 minutes in, and we've already hit there, Tom.
We climaxed too early.
We climaxed
we
too early.
We came a bit too fast.
Well, we never really climaxed.
Our girlfriend's just offended, disappointed in us, and, you know, now we've been dumped.
So watch out for that. We haven't even gone to the debt. This is the best segment, by the way.
Oh, great.
We've hit rock bottom already. Also, just another thing that people often don't think about. I think we've hit peak skinny people. Because, you know,
what do you mean by that?
Well, everyone's fat these days. I mean, no joke, I've never seen what my penis looks like because my stomach is just, you know, I can't see it.
I mean, I'd like to think that I'm reasonably in good shape.
I don't even know what's a vagina, man.
Well, maybe you're a female, and if so, can we please go out on a date?
Yes, we can.
Awesome.
Let's let this be the date. Okay, let's hypothetically. This
no,
is
we're
the
not
date.
Having a hypothetical date with a man with a vagina on the show. No, go away.
Hi. Hey, Lady Gaga. Okay, she's offended by this shit, okay?
Lady Gaga's
all the,
not
all
listening.
All the monsters, so to speak, they're listening to the show.
Oh, really?
And they're offended. Yeah.
Hey, how you going? Welcome.
By the way, apparently the chick I had a crush on is a huge Lady Gaga fan, so I got to appeal to that. And she rejected me, so fuck her. Anyway, so peak skinny people, right?
Yes.
You know, what can we do? I mean, you got KFCs everywhere. You know, there's one that just started in my backyard. I don't know how they got the permit to do that, but it's just in my backyard. And, you know, I can smell the chicken coming into my house.
Yeah,
what do I do, Tom?
You eat the chicken. It's just,
but
it's
I don't
want to
be fat. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to end up,
you
know, on
what,
my couch.
I thought you were asking me what you were doing, which was eating the chicken. What, you want a solution?
I want a solution.
Burn it down.
Burn it down.
Burn it down.
Yeah, I don't
just
think
just arson.
Really.
Kill them.
Arson. Yeah,
kill them all.
Yeah, bloody get the... I know, I'm going to steal a recipe. Yeah, I'm going to get the spicy chicken recipe. The 7 herbs and spices.
I thought it was 12.
I don't give a shit. Okay, Tom, don't fucking...
Someone text in on 04.
04, fuck off. so I think, actually, I'm going to get the 7 herbs. Oh, fuck, 12. I don't know. I don't work at KFC. I probably should.
Maybe,
I need money.
Maybe it's 9.
Okay, it's somewhere between the 6 and 18 spices. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on salad. So you're getting the kind of... It's
I don't
salad
think that's
going to
make...
it taste good.
No,
you gotta have hope. Okay, I'm an entrepreneur.
I personally think you should just burn it down because then you get like it's like you're cooking all their chicken, so you get like the nice smell and you kind of eat some of it.
Is that kind of like,
and then like you can go through the remains and instead of eating chicken, you can eat human.
Tom, is this what you do with all your relationships? It's like not working out.
Burn
it
down. Yeah. Okay, I have been arrested several times for arson.
You just got out of jail last week.
Attempted murder.
Didn't you, Tom?
Murder.
Yeah.
Rape. Murder.
This show in
that order.
Defamation. Carl Sandland. But hey, you know, we're going to cut to a nice little cutesy song because we like to get in the hot Asian chicks.
We do.
Which there are none. Hey, but you know what? Keep listening. This sounds like Kanye, but it's not. Enjoy.